Welcome back. We've got Jared Duffy from TAB and Josh Kennedy, Swans champion, joining us in the next half hour. Of course, we'll preview the round in the AFL, which starts tonight with St Kilda up against Collingwood at the MCG, with the Saints coming off a tight loss to Geelong last week, a $2.40 outsiders, plus 8.5 at the line with TAB. The Pies, who are staring down an 0-3 start to the season, the Premiers, but they're $1.58 favourites for this one. It's great to be at Concord Golf Club this morning. They've got a big charity golf day here today, raising funds and awareness for multiple sclerosis. And the club's flying as far as the golf's concerned as well, because the men's and women's are in the pennants finals on Sunday at Riverside Oaks as well. But great to be here this morning. The sun's coming up. I'm waiting for a report for Rosehill Gardens for Slipper Day on Saturday, but as of 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, the track was a soft six, and there'd been 1.6 mils of rain between 9 and 3 yesterday. So not sure if they got any sort of in the back end of yesterday afternoon and last evening, but we're waking up not a great deal of distance away from Rosehill, I guess you'd say, here this morning, Grubby. And look at it, it's delicious. Sunshine, bit of breeze, got the jumper on. And we're playing here today, and we've got a text on that, actually. Morty boys, I have a good advice. Middo, Grubby and Marlowe are teeing off with a good mate of mine, Kurt, today. And Grubby, I need you to sledge like never before. You can't fault Kurt's commitment to golf, but after 25 years of solid lessons and daily practice, the improvement just hasn't come. If he gets lippy about it, tell Marlowe it'll be the easiest scalp he can get, and he'll be one from one to start the career. Looking forward to seeing Marlowe today to see how it's all going ahead of his world title fight in about 9 weeks' time in May.
He's confident.
He is.
He's very confident.
Yeah,
I like
it. He's backing himself big time. I don't even know how we got onto this today, but we got more yarns about people falling asleep on trains, etc. Morning, fellas. About 15 years ago, we had a bucks party, left the Central Coast on a bus to the races in Sydney. Beer started at 8 a.m. End of the race day, six of us decided to stay in Sydney instead of getting the bus back. When we sobered up the next day, we realised we were on the Gold Coast. We found out that we got the last flight from Sydney to the Gold Coast and don't remember it.
What?
How does that happen?
Wow.
Well, I've been in a similar situation, but I knew I was going to the Gold Coast.
That sounds incredible.
So what did they do?
So there were bucks party, Central Coast to Sydney.
Yeah.
Big day.
To the races, yep.
They woke up the next day, didn't realise where they were. They were on the Gold Coast. They forgot they got the last flight, Sydney to the Gold Coast.
That's wow. A bender.
No name to that one.
Yeah.
Horror story where trains and grogs don't miss well. Oh, my mate was on his way home from Newcastle heading to Dungog on the train, fell asleep, missed his stop, woke up in Singleton. As he was catching the train back home, he got rolled by a group of young blokes. Beat him up, pinched his wallet, says the Ginger Ninja. Jeez. Jared Duffy, what a segue. Morning to you, mate. How are you?
Morning, Middo.
Ever had that happen to you, Duff?
No. I was very well behaved in my youth, Loz.
Can't wait. You must have something. You must have done something.
No, always made it home.
You must have done the wrong bus or a wrong cab or...
No. You've got to know when you've had enough.
Yeah. But what about falling asleep? Have you ever fallen asleep in a cab?
No. No, but I've been...
I reckon most people would have fallen asleep in a cab.
No, not me.
No? Well, no. The three of us on the panel have. And Will, our producer, has. Yes. And all the other people that are...
So I'm the odd man
out. Put their hand up, yeah. So they've all put their hand up, falling asleep. There's three women here that have put up their hand and said they've fallen asleep in a cab.
The guy that I was pretty close with business-wise, he had a bad habit of falling asleep in places he shouldn't have. This is when I lived in Alice Springs. And we went to Sydney, went to the Star Casino there, and we had a pretty decent night out. And so I make my way to my room. Then there's a knock on the door a few hours later. They woke me up at security, and they said, "Your mate... he's downstairs. We've got him in a holding area." I said, "Why is that?" And he said, "Well, he come upstairs. He got out of the lift, stood in the corridor there, and started to take his clothes off, folded them up, went to sleep on them in the nude."
That's a good night out.
He had $30,000 in his suit pocket that he was using as a pillow. That's a true story.
Okay.
30. Jeez, I wish I'd come across him.
What was he using that for?
Yeah, I've got a feeling. Anyway, let's move on. Rose Hill, I've just got a report through. Track soft six. This is the latest. So, yep, 1.6 mils of rain in the last 24 hours. So that was that rain they got between 9 and 3 yesterday. So they've had no rain since yesterday afternoon. Soft six as it stands, Rose Hill Gardens. And that slipper market at this stage, gosh, you've got to think the Storm Boy at some point will get out, Daff. What do you reckon?
Well, we've got plenty of takers at the 210 currently, so I'm not too sure that he will. I thought he would, but I don't know about that now. He's 210. There was a couple of roughies back, 2 and 3, fully lit, and Shangri-La Express were into $21 at one stage on Tuesday night. They're back out to 26. Switzerland is the one getting out, being 4 out to 5, but there's been a nice little move here, Jared, for Lady of Camelot. 13 after the final field was quickly into 11, and I see this morning now $8. So it's been a decent move.
Okay, we've got the AFL tonight, St Kilda and Collingwood and the Pies. I see they brought Tom Mitchell and Billy Frampton back into their side. Ross Lyon, he's dropped Brad Crouch. They do get their gun back-to-back BNF winner Jack Sinclair back, though.
Yeah, that's a key in, and although they are the outsiders, St Kilda, there's plenty of money for them to win. Well, it's just a terrific betting game. The head-to-head hasn't moved since Monday. St Kilda, $2.40. Collingwood, $1.58. We've got a line there of 9.5 points. So if the Pies lose tonight, so that's 0-3, and we do have next week's matchup for the Thursday night where they travel to Brisbane and they're $2.90 outsiders. So they could be off to a pretty ordinary start if they lose tonight.
What about the NRL, mate? Penrith taking on the Broncos. The Broncos are obviously drifting with that news came through yesterday that Payne Haas was going to be out. What's the latest price?
Well, they're blowing like the North Wind, Loz. On Sunday, they were $2.80, the Broncos. They're now right out to $3.80. Penrith, $1.27. And that handicap line was 6.5, was blown out to 10.5 now. So I guess no surprise, all of the money is with Penrith there.
Jared, the Socceroos play in their World Cup qualifier against Lebanon. Is it fair to say they should get the 3 points in that one?
Well, you'd think so, Josh. They're $1.12 to win. The draw there at $7.50, Lebanon the $21 outsider. Plenty of money, as there always is, scattered around on the correct score market. And the favourite way there is for Australia 2-0 at $4.75. Just ahead of 3-0 at $5. We've got 1-0 at $7. 4-0 at $7.50, 2-1 at $9. So there's markets there all the way down to 6-0. And there's plenty of markets on the game as well.
Just seeing the Matildas have drawn the US, Germany, and the winner out of Zambia and Morocco in our group stage for the Paris Games as well. So
tough
that's
draw.
Going to be their group. Yep, so when you've got US and Germany
US,
in the group,
yeah.
Definitely. We've got NBA today, and well, this is a big game in the Eastern Conference between the Bucks and the Celtics.
Yeah, it is. Just before we get to that one, Cleveland have been a drifter in the first one, 177. That's out from 167. Miami at $2.10 there. Well, Boston, $1.19 from $1.39. So I'm not quite sure what's happened there, Jared, but $1.39 into $1.19. The Bucks are now out to $5 from $3. And that line, which was 6 points, is now 11 points. And the other one that's moved for the morning is Oklahoma City. More so that line, which was 11.5 points in their favour, is now 16 points. So yeah, a couple of big moves there today in the NBA.
Yeah, very simple reason for the Bucks. Guess who's out? Giannis.
The big boy.
That's why there's a big
drift. That'll do it.
Yep, certainly will. I think we've wrapped everything there, Jared.
I think
anything
we have.
We've missed that you want to tell us about?
Well, only the F1's obviously on this week.
Yes.
And Verstappen's at $1.16 and $10 for Perez, $16 Leclerc. So there's plenty of markets there. The V8s, they've got 4 races for the weekend. One of those is on today, by the way. So we've got a market open for that. Brock Feeney, Will Brown at $3.75 there, the co-favourites. Chaz Mostert, $5. At $10, we've got Cam Waters, Jack LeBrock, and the rest of 13 or better. So there's plenty of markets there for the VH today as well. Not the VH, yeah, the supercars.
With the supercars today and tomorrow, 20-lap races, and then they've got 14-lap sprints Saturday and Sunday, but there's no pit stops allowed unless it starts raining during the race. They're allowed to change their tyres, but otherwise no pit stops.
I'm not sure what the weather is. I just spoke to somebody down there before who's near the course and said it's very, very cold and looks pretty bleak. So there might well be some bad weather around for the weekend. But it is Melbourne.
That it is. Thank you, Jared. Outstanding.
Thank you, boys. We'll chat soon.
Morning to you, Josh. How are you?
Morning, gents. Well, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And a big milestone this weekend. Travis Boak, who you played a lot of footy against over the course of his career, game 350 for Port Adelaide against Richmond on Sunday. He's the 23rd to reach the mark. What kind of competitor is Travis Boak?
Oh, just an ultimate professional, Boakie. I mean, it's an amazing achievement. Not many in the history of the game have reached this milestone. And just, you know, a testament to his resilience. I think he was the longest-serving captain of the Port Adelaide Football Club as well. He's played a number of positions, a number of individual accolades. He's a fantastic player.
Josh, let's talk about tonight's game. And obviously you'd have no sympathy for Collingwood, but that's 0-2 start. They're taking on St Kilda tonight. I mean, how do you see this unfolding? If they go 0-3, they're in huge trouble, aren't they?
Yeah, it starts to look pretty scary for them. The funny thing about Collingwood is that I was speaking to a friend during the week. If you sort of look over the last 2 years, I mean, their record's been phenomenal. But in saying that, they've won 20 games, roughly 20 games in the last 2 years by less than a goal. That record in close games was fantastic. About 20 games by less than a goal in the last 2 years. Their three finals last year, their combined total, I think, of about 10 or 12 points, they won those three finals last year, including the grand final. So taking nothing away from them, because that, you know, that's a tremendous effort in itself. But, you know, you only have to be a little bit off, or they do as a team, a little bit off. They haven't got that same hunger and intensity that they were playing with last year. All of a sudden they start dropping these games, which is maybe what we're seeing early on in this year. So it's an interesting one, the Pies. I'm not too sure. I think this could go either way, but I think they really get together tonight and they get the job done just because they need it. Backs against the wall tonight, the Pies.
Josh, the Swans host a hungry Bombers side, mate. The Swans should get the job done, but can you see a slight upset on the cards?
I can't in that game. I think, I think the Essendon might get Darcy Parrish back this week, which will help a lot. But they weren't very convincing against the Hawks last week. I think the Swans just get the job done there.
Josh, Lee Matthews the other night indicated the Swans are actually better this year without Lance Franklin. A big thing to say, but he was not denigrating Buddy at all. He was just saying how sort of it's allowed them to free up their salary cap to get someone like Brody Grundy and you know, the likes of Taylor Adams. I know he's been injured as well, but particularly Grundy. I mean, is this a better balanced Swan side considering, that Buddy's not there, which is not in any way, designed to sort of denigrate anything he did. He was obviously a champion. But, it's a really well-balanced side, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, again, you don't take anything away from Buddy, but the balance and I guess the different avenues to goal. I mean, it's going to be a challenge for the forward line, someone to step up and take his spot. I know that they're all sort of saying that no one's going to replace Buddy, and arguably that's true as an individual player, but as a team and as a group of forwards, they need to keep working together and have a real presence down there to put a bit of fear in opposition defences. And obviously Brody Grundy, you know, the ability to get him in the side. You know, he's obviously helping out in the ruck division, but he plays as another midfielder, you know, big body midfielder in there. So he's almost two players in one. So, yeah, you know, they're looking pretty balanced, just like the cross-town rival in GWS, you know, not too many holes at the moment. But having said that, things can turn pretty quickly and they just got to, you know, make sure that the intensity and that sort of defensive pressure, which has been a staple, continues.
Talking of GWS then, Josh, they have to travel across to take on the West Coast over there in Perth. Oh, well, I think we might all agree that they get the job done. But I want to ask you about young Harley Reid and his debut for the West Coast, because there was a lot of hype about him being the number one draft pick. How did he perform?
No, I mean, he did everything that you'd hope to see. He was pretty hard in the contest, made some amazing decisions. I mean, you feel for these first-round draft picks and first gamers these days. There's always a few that, you know, increase the expectation for everyone else over the course of history. But the reality is that it's a huge step up in intensity and just in terms of the pace of the game and the size of the bodies that you're playing against. But he did everything that you'd hope for, and you know he's going to be a very good player. You know, in a pretty short period of time.
Brisbane Lions 0-2 start, and they got the bye this week. What's gone wrong for them, Josh?
Yeah, they surprised me. I really thought they'd bounce back last week over in Perth. So it was pretty disappointing. Obviously missing Lachie Neale. But you'd think that they'd have enough class and experience and hunger to cover that. Look, again, I think they'd be seeding. Maybe a week off now is a good thing. Reset and come out firing next week. But yeah, it was pretty disappointing the way that they bounced back after the week before against Carlton.
Have you got a multi for us, mate?
A multi? Look, I'm not sure about a multi, but I think early on in the stage of this season, look, there's so much uncertainty, and I think value in the market, like, you know, Geelong, they had 63 inside 50s against the Saints. I know they only just won, but they look pretty good. They're 260 going up against Adelaide. I know in Adelaide, but Adelaide certainly weren't convincing last week, so there's a bit of value. Who else? I think the Gold Coast Suns, I mean, their record first two rounds speaks for itself. The Doggies, again, extremely disappointing last week. I actually tipped them to beat Melbourne. So I think early on in these rounds, you know, you can get a bit of value. And the other ones, maybe the Tigers, again, look really, you know, fought really gallantly last week against the Blues, but just fell short. So, you know, they're another one that could pinch it. So they're the sort of ones I'm looking at. Even Saints tonight, I think Collingwood would win, but it would surprise me if St Kilda get the job done. So I think there's plenty of value out there for in the early rounds of the year while we sort of figure out where everyone sits.
Love it, mate. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Good on you, guys. Speak to you soon.
From a tough start to the day with Loz having his issues getting here, it's now bright and sunny and gorgeous here at the Concord Golf Club this morning, and a great day in prospect. Their annual charity golf day, which sold out weeks ago, and joining us now, he's the director of Nichols & Co Estate Agents and is the co-organiser of today with Breakfast Point Realty of the annual golf day here at Concord Golf Club. Cameron Nichols. G'day, Cameron. How are you, mate?
G'day, mate. How you going?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Tell us a bit about the day.
Well, mate, this is the eighth year we've been running this this day. It's been at Concord every single year. It's good to see you got your golf shoes on. So you're going to have a swing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good stuff. Yeah. But look, yeah, 8 years. And look, it's always a fantastic event. Made even better this year by your presence. So thanks for coming along this morning. Yeah, Concord Land Rover, Divergent, a whole bunch of sponsors that make the day is what it is. And yeah, looking forward to having a swing a little bit later.
And why this charity? Why are you involved with this charity?
So besides my company, Breakfast Point Realty is the other organiser in the day, and the director and owner of that business Her mother has MS, so we've aligned ourselves with MS since day dot for that reason. And yeah, everyone gets involved every year, and it I suppose it's a good reason, right? It's,
most definitely.
So yeah, that's the root of the
And very popular, obviously. So sold out three, 4 weeks ago, I was told.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, when you've got a private course, people jump at the chance to have a bash around CGC. So yeah, but the team here at Concord are very good at helping us run the day, and people have a good time. So yeah, that's the reason for Concord.
Okay, great stuff. And there's a raffle as well, and people can get involved.
That's right. So you can just Google MS raffle. Golf Day Raffle, or you can go to our Instagram page, Nichols & Co, and you'll just follow the links there, as people know how to do. Link in the bio, as they say. That's the reason. What are you going to have? You going to have a good hit? How do you go with the
sticks? Oh, mate, I'm a hacker. I've played with this
Joshy,
bloke a couple of
times.
I'll probably be carrying Mido today, mate. Yeah.
Longest drive, straightest drive. What do you reckon?
They rate themselves, Cameron.
They?
I must say.
Well, yeah. Don't put them down.
Yeah, no. Well, you look like a golfer.
I looked the part, but yeah. You wait till all the
you don't
gear,
get out and
no
play.
Idea.
Oh, really?
All the gear.
It's like the new batter with the squeaky pads. You know, we got him first ball, folks.
Yeah, something's off here. So that's me, mate. I've got the shinier the clubs, the worse the player.
Well, that sounds like me. No, I'm hopeless. I'm the worst golfer of all time.
Well.
But I think these two blokes go all right.
Are you going to lace up, though?
No.
You're out of here. No. Well, as soon as 9:01 here.
I've got other business to take
care
of.
Some more tolls.
I've got to find a way to get home, because I'm not going to pay tolls.
I heard about
I'm refusing to pay tolls.
Do we need to get Will to get you an Uber here or something?
Well, it might have been easier.
Are you going to come back next year because of the tolls? Has that just
tarnished things? I know that I have to take a certain road this time.
Okay.
But they're just not well signposted.
Can't be that hard.
In the new West Connects, I'm telling you. Have you travelled that road?
West Connects?
Yeah.
Great road. Can't fault it.
Well, there's two things. One, it's expensive. And two, it's not well signed at all.
I got nothing but good things to say about the New South Wales government.
I'm told here on the text line, excuse me, Cameron, that you're part of a great punters club and you own a horse.
Well, Terry Evans only owns good or trains good horses. So yeah, I'm not sure if it's still running or it was called Donald. But we think Donald passed away, and then we got tipped into another horse. So I'm not too sure. I own a horse. I don't know the name.
Yeah.
It's running
around. It's one of those.
Yeah, it's one of those.
So you put your money forward and you're not sure what's going on.
Well, something unfortunate happened to the first horse, so we got tipped into
another one.
So I don't know. Okay. I lost track of the name.
Righty. Well, mate, we appreciate you having
Gentlemen,
us here
thank
today.
You. Being a real estate agent, I could talk all day, but I'll get off the air. Your listeners want to listen to you guys.
Well,
you were a real estate agent?
Yes.
Yes. What happened to the real estate career?
You are always into me about everything I try and do, mate. You just into me,
are you? How did you find it? Are you still doing it?
I just don't know what job you're doing.
What are you,
there's
what
so
are,
many.
No, I got it. I got
you got your license.
Well, not my proper. You could probably explain more how it works. So I got the first little bit. the first ticket. No. Hold on.
What do you mean the first little bit?
Well, there's stages of it. You don't just get it straight away, right? You got to work your way in.
You got your certificate of registration.
There you go, mate.
Right, so you got that.
I got that.
But anyone can get that. I can get that.
They can't.
Yeah, you get it out of the Nutri-Grain box.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You got to study for those tests. Excuse me. I may or may not have got it off a guy off the back sheet of Belmont, but that doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah. He's on his P's, put it that way.
All right.
He's working towards his full license.
Right. And does it take time to get it, or?
A little bit of time, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
There you go. Study, everything, mate.
So if I walked in somewhere, you could tell me the size of the block.
Absolutely. No, I actually could, yeah. Right. I like it. That's why I've done it. I like it away from the work side of things, but I didn't like calling people back. And
yeah, it's I just like looking for
myself.
You'd have to make a number of phone calls a day, wouldn't you?
Alrighty, let's shift it. You know, you've got me a beauty.
We'll take this off air. Joshy, you want a job?
Get him, Cam. He knows a lot of people.
All right, the cars are rolling in. I better get off the air.
Thanks so much, Cameron.
Thanks, gents.
Thanks, mate.
I believe we got Adrian on the line. G'day, Adrian. How are you?
Yeah, well, pretty not too bad. I mean, I just, in regards to Phil Gould, I mean, I think he's, the blowtorch should be put on him, and he's been in charge of the roster management there for the last 3 years. I know it's going to be hard for Josh being there, but the club hasn't improved, mate. And why do players that leave Canterbury go to another level, and club players that come to Canterbury seem to struggle to get their best form? I just don't get it, and it's just concerning as a Bulldogs fan. I don't see any improvement at all, to be honest. Mm.
I think we'll learn a lot more about them on Saturday, Adrian. I think they've been competitive in the opening 2 weeks. I know where you're coming from, because I think as a supporter you want to see your team on the rise and you want to see them winning games of football. And the last couple of years they haven't done that consistently. But I do think a rebuild at times can take a bit of time. Now, that's no excuse, by the way, either. I get all that, because they're recruiting some big-name players. But we do expect them to win, and they've got to be better this week than what they were in the opening 2 weeks. And I think, as a supporter, if I see my team improving every week rather than going backwards, I'll see that as a victory when they're coming off a low base. That's what I'm looking at.
The last 2 or 3 years have been like 2 steps forward, 3 steps backwards. In round one, I don't think there was one offload against Parramatta. I mean, it's, what sort of a NRL first grade side doesn't offload the ball? That's appalling. I just don't get it. How are you going to test the defence if they know you're not even going to attempt to offload the ball? They're dropping all these halfbacks. Drew Hutchinson seems like a nice bloke, but how does he keep his position and Blake Taff keep his position the way that they've played?
Mm. Yeah, well,
can
I think
explain he's... To him? Can Josh explain to me how that happens? It might be hard for him, but can you explain it to me?
No, I'll explain it, mate. Like, it's two rounds in. Combinations don't just happen. And I get it, mate. You're entitled to your opinion. And we haven't been great for a few years. But what about all the years when we made the semi-finals for 5, 6 years straight in 2 grand finals? Unfortunately, it can't just keep happening. There's a rebuild for a reason, and this is how it is, mate. And like, that's the thing. Like, guys aren't going in there. They're having a crack, and that's where we're at the moment, unfortunately. We really are. Mm-hmm. But, like, you look at like guys like Blake Taff, and we're saying Hutcho keeps getting brought up, but they're 2 games in at a new club. They're still trying to find their feet. It's not going to just happen like that. And I'm sure if you looked at their exact games, there's things that you'd be happy with. As a Bulldog supporter, and that's why sometimes I just, I get it, they're passionate and the stuff, but there were some great days not too long ago. Anyone in a rebuild stage is not going to be great all the time.
I think this weekend, Grubby, is so important for the Dogs.
Yeah.
I think they can't go backwards after what they've done over the opening 2 weeks. Because I'm not a Dogs fan, obviously, but I watch a bit of football, and I can see them trying hard. And I can see them getting a bit better. And I thought last week their performance was better than what it was in game one.
Mm-hmm.
But my concern will be if they go backwards this week against the Titans. Because they're not in a position to possibly underestimate an opponent or not turn up in the right frame of mind and be mentally ready to go, because they're coming off such a low base over the last couple of years.
Mm.
And with some of those senior players that they've bought, they should be getting around to these players and going, we're up again. We've got to be here. We're going to be at this level. So if I'm a Dog supporter, that's what I'm watching this week. I'm watching and seeing and hoping that it's a better performance than what they've given in game 1, 2, because it is. Had a bit of time now, 2 games in. I know combinations can take a bit longer. But I'm just looking at them, and hopefully they give a better account of themselves, execute a bit better, maybe do a little bit more with the ball. That's what I'm hoping for the Bulldogs this week.
Thanks for the call, Adrian. I love it when, just someone gets stuck into the Dogs a bit. You sort of straight at them.
It's good when it's your team. It's like if
that's
it was the
But I also understand it. I'm passionate about the club too, but I also, it's not good easy. Teams aren't just built in a day.
No, this like rebuild has been quite long.
And I get it.
That's why the patience is wearing thin.
But I also look at the players that we've gone after. Fanua Blake didn't get him. Tino didn't get him. Ben Hunt didn't get him. There's 3 big players that we went after and didn't get. So, like, what I don't understand is, like, they're saying about Gus, and some people say, well, what do? They can't force them to come. But the one thing, Loz, I will say about this group right now, they will never go into a game being complacent. That's the one thing.
Yeah.
I go in there, they work hard. I watch training, and they're literally belting each other to get better.
Well, that's good, because I'm looking for that type of performance this weekend. And because I think if they improve off what they did in the opening 2 weeks, they beat the Titans.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Yeah, no, I do too. But you're right. You're right. If they put on, I'll be very disappointed if they put in a lackluster performance. It's like if they don't compete, if they don't win the effort areas, and if they don't out-enthuse the Titans at Belmore this week, then I'll be frustrated.
And again, as an outsider, I'm looking at the Dogs and I'm thinking 8 wins. If they can get 8 wins, I know you might disagree, but I'm actually thinking if they get 8 wins, anything over that's been a really good season. Now, I know that some supporters will be going, oh, well, they should be making finals. But as an outsider, I've looked at their list and I thought, oh, geez, there's some areas here that need improvement. That's not a top 8 team. Mm. So if they made it a top 8, I think they've done exceptionally well.
Thanks, Adrian, for the call. The game we sort of skipped over a bit due to we're running out of time, Parramatta and Manly. What a game that is on Sunday afternoon. That's a 4 o'clock game at Combank Stadium. And Parra have been, you know, pretty decent, haven't they? And Manly, we know what they've been doing, of course, in the opening fortnight of the competition. But how do you see this playing out? I mean, this forward battle in particular, and we're focused on the halves with Brown and Moses up against Brooks and Cherry Evans. But, gee, look at this. Both forward packs just about cancel each other out as far as talent.
I feel this is even a better game than South Roosters, to be completely honest. Just the way both these teams are going, and I'm just super happy and excited for the way Luke Brooksy's playing. I really like Manly's team. They just like they last week they had every, you know, the Roosters went after him, but the Manly, you know, they probably let him back into the game a little bit. But I also look at like Parra's side, and I watched Parra play against the Dogs in that round one game, and they are so hard to contain.
Power.
Like, how do you, honestly, Loz, but it's not, it's just the power game. It's Gillard and Junior. They just keep going. Mm. And you know when, like, sometimes, Loz, if you leave a front row on there just that bit long, he's not as, like, good in certain areas, but their punch is just constant, and it's constant, and it's constant. And then they bring on Matto, and he starts offloading. And then they start throwing those wide balls to their centres, and Panisi gets one-on-one. It's just, they're a hard team to stop. And I actually, you know, I know why you've tipped them, especially at Combank Stadium. So I think it's going to be a cracker.
Yeah, I can't disagree. I think it's going to be a great game. I like the look of both forwards and the halves battle. Tommy, you know, Gutho is a very underrated player, but what he does for that Parramatta team is enormous. This could be the game of the round.
And obviously post the lunch, we didn't see much of Parra Penrith last Friday night, but they did lead that game at half time. It was 18-16. Yeah. Parra led it at half time, and then, you know, Penrith just went over the top of them in the second half. So two sides that have had decent starts to the season. I know that Parra's 1-1, Manly 2-0, but that is going to be an absolute burner, and that'll be sold out, I'm sure. It'll be close to anyway at Combank. Bulldogs got a story, I think, today. 6 games sold out.
Yeah, that's massive. That occurs. But it just shows you that everyone's wanting their football. They're enjoying what they're seeing on the telly. Nice and competitive games. Everyone's excited that their team's a chance of winning. And the atmosphere that a full house creates adds to a contest, I think. I think the players get themselves up and they play accordingly. So 30,000 people at Combank between two arch rivals. It'll be a massive atmosphere.
Steve Hewlett, a very good morning to you, mate. How are you?
Good morning, Jared. Good morning, everyone.
What have you got on the show today?
Kerry Parker's going to join me just to talk about Think It Over. I know his story's been well told, but Kerry's going to really elaborate this morning on how he got that tendon right and the work that he did with it, and a couple of the other parties that were involved as well. Just a remarkable horse, isn't it? That, you know, he's rising 9 and he's got almost 8.5 million in the bank. So Kerry Parker's going to join me. He is favourite with about 260 for the Randvet. Laurie Mayfield-Smith, from his past 3 runners, 2 winners. One of them was 100-1 Majestic Boom on debut. Then it came out and won last weekend at about $18. I hope someone's been betting along the way on it. Majestic Boom, and he's got a talented type Zuna that won on debut that runs as one of the favourites in Brisbane on the weekend, a two-year-old called Zuna. So I haven't spoken to Laurie for some time, so he'll join me. Hopefully Matthew Smith. We're going to tell our listeners about post-impressionists. And Ben Thompson, in Hong Kong, he did another winner last night on Courier Magic for Jamie Richards. And this horse was 40-1 when Ben won on it a couple of weeks ago last night. $18. Kiri Magic. The blinkers have really switched him on. So we're going to hopefully grab Ben Thompson from Hong Kong as well.
No, Craig, busy show, mate. Really appreciate it.
Thanks,
we'll catch
Jared.
You shortly. I'm sure I saw him trackside at Rosehill Gardens this morning. There for track work ahead of the big day on Saturday. Yes, Dave Stanley is joining us. Morning to you, DS.
Yeah, morning, boys. Yes, I was at Rosehill this morning. Great to see some of Chris Waller's horses have a little canter or a little gallop around the course proper, and excited to bring you some interviews. I spoke with Chris about his chances. I spoke with James McDonald as well, and both I think are going to have big days on Saturday, gents.
Who have you got on the show today?
So I've obviously got those two gents, Waller and McDonald. Chris Roots. Now I'm going to chat with Laurie's trainer, Trent Busserton, is going to join us, fingers crossed, at around 9.40, 9.45. We'll ask him about his horse's chance in the Rosehill Guineas. Might even get a Foxy Cleopatra update. Graham Begg will join us. Of course, the Galaxy, passive aggressive. Matt Dale as well will join us because he has a great chance. Of course, the horse now trained in Goulburn. And its current price, of course, this is the speaker, the Kosciuszko winner from last year, front page. And Mick Kent Jr. will join us and Tim Ryan for an update. Those markets and prices, boys, just quickly. So 220, which I know you've mentioned this morning, Stormboy and a Slipper. In the Galaxy, aft cabin at $5. J-Mac pretty glowing of him this morning when I spoke to him. Front page is $26 and $7 the place. Passive aggressive around $13. And Mick Kent Jr., of course, they are going to have a bit of a carnival, I think, up in Sydney. They're going to attack a few of these races. Amenable, obviously, is going to be hopefully a standout for them in the George Ryder. That George Ryder is going to be a beauty. A Militarise will definitely go there too, boys. And
yep, off
out then
of the
to out of the Guineas, yeah. And then off to a Queen Elizabeth if everything goes well after this. So Amenable, $17, and Militarise is a $5. Second favourite behind, to think about it, who is 370.
And they didn't get much rain out there yesterday, Dave. So it's currently at, what, soft six. So we'll be on a soft five, good, possibly a good four at some stage Saturday.
Mate, you would think that the track is only going to improve, especially with the weather forecast. So quite cool out there this morning. I'm sure it was cool this morning at Concord, but what, 23 degrees today, 25 tomorrow, cloudy, and then Saturday, 25. Look, I think whatever it is now, it surely has to just improve. I think it'll be in that soft five range, and I think the track will play very well. Look, a lot of people wanted to pop the track last Saturday. But let me just say a couple of things. Self-interest is a big thing in racing. We all love self-interest.
No, those, no, it's not, surely.
those that were maybe complaining about the track, I would have liked to have seen them complain if they had a good day themselves on the track. And I know some people will say, well, you're missing the point. But also, too, on that fact, the way in which punters went on Saturday, it was one of... I spoke to Tim Ryan. I'll talk to him about this later. Loz, it was one of the worst days ever for the tab fixed odds wise. 8 out of the 10 favourites won, and I wouldn't be expecting much from the Christmas party at this stage if the figures continue like that for the remainder of the year. The punters were well and truly on top. So for a track that was supposedly, in inverted commas, not great, there are a lot of people that won a lot of money on Saturday. So I find it very interesting, the track talk around Rosehill and other, and not just actually Rosehill, all tracks, because... Geez, if you find 10 winners yourself, I think it's the best track in the world.
I know that, Dave, and that's why I find it difficult at times when I do my multi, because I just don't know what the track's going to be like. If I'm there on the day, and it's in the information.
You're sounding like
I'm on fire.
Yeah, you're a big track walker. A noted track walker you are, too.
Mate, once I see a pattern, I'm all over it.
I know you get a bit of
you to go to the tracks, mate?
I know you get a bit of Chris Waller mail, right? This morning, both James and both Chris, very glowing in their comments, and our punters will hear this very soon, of a horse called Via Sistina, a mare by Fastnet Rock. She's an import.
In the Ranvit.
She's currently 340, second favourite behind Think It Over, but she brings some outstanding European form. But just, you know, when you're chatting to someone about something, and look, Chris is like a coach. He's like the, you know, the NRL coach. Mm. You know, he's asked about a certain player, and obviously they've both got very good poker faces, Mr. Waller and Mr. McDonald, but there's just a little twinkle in the eye about when they both spoke about their Sestina. So you can hear those chats very soon.
So you've got Chris, got that chat on with Chris today. We're going to have him on our show tomorrow as well. And
perfect.
Also Adrian Bott. To talk about their gazillion runners heading towards the slipper on Saturday, 6 plus the emergency, of course. And I'm seeing the forecast for anyone maybe just considering going on Saturday. One of the best days in Australian racing, if not the best, quality-wise. 26 degrees and sunny on Saturday at Rose Hill Gardens. Mm. Perfect. Perfect for a fill-up, Joshua. Mm,
absolutely. Suit on.
Suit on,
tie,
that's it.
Confident.
Yeah.
Walk in there.
Even get a haircut in the next couple of days.
What, me?
Well, Loz, I know that's what he likes when it's a big game. Haircut,
really?
Brill cream in.
Wax? Were you a wax or a gel guy?
Gel.
In a game?
Gel.
Never gelled during a game.
What are you laughing at, gel?
Gel is so 90s. I love it.
Yeah, I was a massive gel man. I loved it. I'd spike the hair up. Why I went.
Fake beans on.
Dave, have we lost you? You still
no,
there?
I'm still here. I was going to say, you guys put the gel. I go to Ashley and Martin. That's where I'll be going. Big day. Big day. Go and get the plugs in.
What time you got the T-bus on?
T-bus after 9:30.
After 9:30.
Go and get the Bert Newton rug and away we go. Yeah, off no, the Rose
I've just,
Hill
I've
Saturday.
Just had a look at that field in the opponent that we're running in. Yeah. There's only one horse I want to beat.
Bjorn's, probably.
Yes. Yeah, Bjorn's. Yeah, he's got one horse in it.
What price are you, Loz? What price are you?
61's
six,
in
seven
the market.
Bucks. Yeah, 650. She's always in the market.
The 650.
T-Bus has got a flying.
And going a Victorian jockey. So all our Sydney jockeys up here, not good enough for you, Loz. All the blokes you have on the show. You couldn't get a Sydney jockey.
Well, that's, no. In T-Bus we trust.
In T-Bus we trust. I like it.
Wow. I'll have that sign out there Saturday.
See it. You watch.
I'll be holding it up.
If this horse goes no good, Reynolds. Josh, if this horse goes no good, he'll be public enemy number one, El Curry. You watch. He'll be barred from the show. Never allowed on. He's too
100%.
Good. Have a good day, gents.
No, good on you, Dave. And I just want to say a big thanks to everyone here at the Concord Golf Club for having us. And lots of funds to be raised for MS today. We've had a great day. And Racing HQ and Steve's show coming up after the news.